So my business, what we do now, okay, and it, like I said, process of evolving. My company is essentially two parts, two arms. As a consulting firm, I have a small team, small, mighty team, but we are very passionate about serving typically large nonprofit organizations. Sometimes it could be a government agency, but they are all focused on serving BIPOC communities. So we help them communicate their health information in plain language. And like I was mentioning earlier, sometimes that's support to their internal teams, because these large organizations have multiple departments. So if you have an epidemiology team or evaluation team or policy department, policy advocacy folks, they can't do what they do well without understanding the epidemiology. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Charlotte Hughes Huntley, CEO of Dr. C.H. Huntley, LLC, and the host of the Public Health Epidemiology Conversations podcast. And you're listening to the Public Health Insight podcast.
From PHI Media, I'm Gordon Thane, and this is The Pioneer, episode 219, Public Health Consulting and Entrepreneurship.
You're listening to the Public Health Insight podcast, your go-to space for all things public health and global health, from the Sustainable Development Goals to the social determinants of health, as well as interesting dialogues about the diverse career opportunities that exist in these fields. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so other people like you can benefit from our content.
If you're looking for some guidance and inspiration to pursue consulting or entrepreneurship in public health, then you've come to the right place at the right time. What you'll hear in this episode is mine and LaShawn's conversation with Dr. Charlotte Hughes Huntley about the need for more innovation and adaptability in public health work to more effectively address the evolving needs of communities. Dr. Huntley is a prime example with her consulting company, which serves large nonprofit organizations. At the end, she finished off with an exciting announcement about her newly launched podcast and the upcoming book focused on public health entrepreneurs. We start off our chat with the birth of her consulting company and the services that it offers. So,
okay.
Innovation, creativity, feeling paralyzed, wanting to bring more to the table, but you can't within the systems that you're working in. That kind of gives birth to your consulting company, Dr. C.H. Huntley, LLC. Coincided around the launch of your podcast, I believe. The kind of two things are very closely tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's this business about? What do you do? Because I think it's important to hear you categorize this, because that's sort of the next question. I imagine you, more so than anyone else, would know when you tell someone the possibility, like, yes, you can have a business within a public health space. It's like, what would I do it in? So I think hearing what you do can shed light on the possibilities of what's out there.
Yeah, that's a great question, because my route was a little different. When I started the podcast, it was like I was constantly responding to a problem. So I'm a problem solver. So this is a problem I see. This is a solution I have. And then there's a problem, there's a solution. So the business was framed because I needed a business now, because this podcast thing was really kicking in. I didn't start with a goal or a plan that I'd have a full business and a team, and I'd be working full time for my company, and this would be a thing in the future. I didn't expect that. It evolved. But I've helped a whole lot of people who start with a very clear goal. Like, I want to do this. I want to have this business, and this is my plan. And I've helped them get to their goal a whole lot faster without this sort of convoluted route that I've taken. But there are people in both camps. There are people that are like, I'm open. I want to do something. I'm not sure where I'm going to go with this. So my business, what we do now, okay, and it, like I said, process of evolving. My company is essentially two parts, two arms. As a consulting firm, I have a small team, small, mighty team, but we are very passionate about serving typically large nonprofit organizations. Sometimes it could be a government agency, but they are all focused on serving BIPOC communities. So we help them communicate their health information in plain language. And like I was mentioning earlier, sometimes that's support to their internal teams, because these large organizations have multiple departments. So if you have an epidemiology team or evaluation team or policy department, policy advocacy folks, they can't do what they do well without understanding the epidemiology, right? The health, the data. So helping them communicate that. And then, of course, if they are serving individuals and within their communities, really helping the community, the individuals understand this information they're trying to share with them, so that we're not telling people what they need to do. We're helping them understand what the issue is and what the options are so they can make informed decisions for themselves. I don't think that goes well when anyone's telling us what to do, right? So how that shows up looks very differently. We serve a lot of organizations, tribal organizations, and that approach is we are often invited. We've built relationship and trust within the community, so we're often invited to support these organizations. It could look like support on a podcast. Maybe that's a way that they are communicating about their organization. It could look like community health profiles in reports. It could look like a very creative thing, like the executive director or leader has a vision for something that they want. With the tribal organizations, data sovereignty is extremely important. So it could look like a vision they have, and I'm a problem solver. So we come up with an idea and solution. So it's about the connection we have with serving BIPOC leaders and organizations, and those deliverables and how we show up look a little different from organization to organization. So that is our consulting side.
Many companies have a podcast that serves as an owned media. Owned media is defined as a set of communication channels or outlets that any entity, organization, or individual has complete control over. It includes properties such as websites, blogs, and email newsletters, to name a few. Dr. Huntley's a huge believer in the business value that podcasts have to offer. She talks about how she uses it for her company, and it's been such a resounding success that she is thinking about starting another one. Yes, you heard right, another podcast.
And this podcast that I have and I've had for 7 years is really highlighting, especially from now as we're moving in, highlighting more of that type of work and the opportunity if other organizations want to talk to us about how we can support them, but just highlighting some of that work through those organizations that we've served and down that side. Now, on this other arm of the business, we provide support to public health entrepreneurs. And this has been really existing since day one, from career support. Some of the people I help with careers are coming back now because they want to start consulting. So we provide support for entrepreneurs. So this is one of the new things that I hadn't even told you all about before. And we're, by the time this episode is out, I would have announced it to my community, but we're actually launching a new podcast. And so I know the first time the idea kind of hit me, I thought, that's insane. What in the world? But it actually makes perfect sense, because my current podcast, Public Health Epidemiology Conversations, we have the conversations about the organizations that we serve and the work that we do and this whole, the way that the structure has existed with this podcast. And I often talk about entrepreneurship. Separating and starting new podcasts for entrepreneurs will allow me to coach. And I'm a natural coach. And I don't do one-on-one coaching anymore. I don't have that type of capacity. So this podcast allows me to share. You're probably familiar with the program that we've had for years called the Public Health Consulting and Entrepreneurship Expo. Well, I know you guys were on as presenters. So that program started with sharing examples of the entrepreneurs and public health consultants, and then teaching a lot of how to for people that want to get started. Well, this was the last year we've delivered that program the way we've traditionally done it. So now that we have the podcast, I can teach and coach a lot of things that I would share about, things that people are wondering about there. I want entrepreneurs that are trying to get started to be able to win and to find resources that are specific to public health, right? So this podcast will help serve in that way. And then we have a mastermind program that we've had behind the scenes. But that's the only way that people can work with. It's a small group of amazing entrepreneurs that get together from really around the world and share and support each other. So we have support for entrepreneurs. And a big part of that is also teaching and training for how to start a podcast. I want organizations to know how to get started with podcasting. So that's what we've evolved to. These two arms under the umbrella of Dr. C.H. Huntley LLC.
That's an exclusive. That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Like that, I think that's so important. And we're in that space, too, in terms of like wanting to expand our business side. And there's not too much of that that's out there right now.
Yeah.
So I think, speaking personally, that's something that I'd be very interested in consuming regularly. So if beyond the annual expo that you have, if there's like a more regular way to kind of feed and pick on your brain, then that will be well received, I think.
Yes. I'm excited now that I've gotten over that initial, what are you doing? I'm excited about it because it will. So what I will do, like I will interview some entrepreneurs, but the majority of the episodes will be me coaching and teaching how to's, what to do, and answering those basic questions that people have. I still get a lot of those questions. So I'm doing the same thing. I'm going to answer those questions on that podcast. And with the team structure we have right now, it allows me to do that. My team is, we're growing, but they're really great at support and they're excited about this whole, we're really stretching and spreading out, but
By now you can tell that Dr. Huntley has a lot of experience, from well-defined business ideas to creative solutions to offer nonprofit organizations, and all these have been tried and tested over the years. All this can feel intimidating at times, not knowing where to start, how to start, and especially when those who you're looking up to are already so far ahead. So I decided to ask one important question. How did she decide on the specific services to offer in her business? Was it years of research and market analysis? Was it her 20 years of experience working in the field? Was it a happenstance? Let's find out. Throughout the last 7 years or so, you've been evolving in response to what the demands are. Was that similar for the specific business focus? And what I mean by it is, so you help large nonprofit organizations in kind of the public health communication space. Was that something that Dr. Huntley noticed, like, oof, it's not looking good out there in terms of communications? Or was it that, oh, Dr. Huntley's really good at this communication stuff, so you're getting requests to do this, and therefore you realize there was a business opportunity there? Was it either or? Was it somewhere in the middle?
Maybe a little bit of a blend, because honestly, most of my focus outwardly was about coaching and entrepreneurs and helping. This consulting stuff was happening in the background, and I was trying my best to pick like one or the other. And it's just so I did a lot of the coaching was the main focus. But what I noticed as this was happening in the background is there's a couple little like lessons learned out of that I think people can appreciate here. But, you know, there's something that tugs at your heart. Like if you think about project work that you do on your job, there's stuff that you just do because you're supposed to do it. And then there's stuff that you do that lights you up. Something gets ignited and you feel a little something. You feel the impact, or you are feeling really driven and something about you shows up. It's almost the thing you would do even if it wasn't your job kind of feeling. So that's what started happening with some of the work I was doing with these organizations. So large nonprofit organizations are messy in the sense that there's a lot of people. There are people wearing multiple hats in a nonprofit organization. You've usually got departments of people. And so things can get, you know, kind of hectic. And they're so passionate about serving people. And I got to experience that with the larger the organization. It's almost like the bigger the need. Money is not really the issue. So we're not like haggling over money or anything. It's really that there's an opportunity for me to show up in the right situation. So if I can get excited about the mission of the organization or how they're serving and knowing that they're having a greater impact, then I can show up and I don't really care about the mess. I'm okay with that because I'm really able to help them. So when they can when I'm invited in, or if I approach them and offer services and we start to work together, I can often get them a quick win, which builds trust. They build confidence, and then we can move to the next win. And I stay within this little, my lane of expertise, and I focus on this thing. And I just noticed that it was really working. And then I started to, because once you do that, you learn a lot more about what they're doing and about the problem. And then I'll sometimes have ideas that make the next thing better. So it's like this relationship that really does, like we talk about relationships and all the time in public health, right? But I've experienced that. So I know when I started to work with these certain types of organizations, and it's really important, like when I did a lot of tribal work, I think about, well, what can I learn from this to help the Black community? You know, and what part of this can I share with my Latina friends that are trying to serve the Latino communities? Because we're the first to experience the budget cuts. We're usually we feel the impact of change the first, and we are hit the hardest. So I'm really passionate about helping in these areas. So I find that's where I light up. So then I kind of look at my community in the podcast. I think about people that are career focused right now. You can use that same learning lesson. Think about there's jobs that you do, or maybe parts of your job that you just have to do because you go through and you check the box. You're good at it. It's responsibility. And maybe you can bring in something, even if you're required to do this, maybe you could suggest to your supervisor, in my free time, can I explore this and bring it into the company? Write a blog for our blog page, or start a blog for our company, or those things that can get you excited so that you can figure out where your passions are and then serve there. There's so many problems in public health, honestly. There's no shortage of issues. If we can just put a little effort and find out where do we lock in and do this work that lights us up, and do that work. And then if everybody is kind of doing that, it doesn't mean that your whole job is that. But if you can get some satisfaction, and then start paying attention there. What about this makes you feel the way you feel? And start asking yourself those questions. And what are you learning? And how are you able to pivot and make that even better? And I just think that that's an opportunity. We can get away from, like I said, those titles and worried about those things and just focus on maybe the impact and the delivery and what happens next.
As we come towards the end, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask perhaps the most important question. Dr. Huntley has been a pioneer in the industry for a while, building relationships with nonprofits and delivering high-quality services through a company. So I wondered, what lessons could she share from all those valuable years of experience?
So I'm going to push you for a bit of a sneak peek in the new podcast that you're going to launch soon. In general, there's sort of two camps of the, is public health a business or can it be a business thing? So there's folks that fall in the bucket of, oh, I never thought about transforming my skill sets or bringing my skill sets to the table in sort of a business approach to different organizations or whatever the business model is. And then the other school of thought or the other scenario is more, I've thought about those things, whether it was inspired by Dr. Huntley or inspired by other means. And those people started a business. Maybe it's not quite going the way that they had hoped it go. So what advice do you have for one, the people that kind of haven't been thinking about bringing their skill sets in terms of consulting or business context in public health? And then two, for people who have thought about this, have started, and maybe are a little bit lost in terms of where they go from there.
Okay, I'm getting ready to share something else with you.
Oh no. Exclusive. I wish we had a button.
This was not a secret because I have mentioned it a little bit, but I haven't really talked about it a whole lot. So you may have missed it. So for the first part of that question, for people that are thinking, I hadn't really thought about, or maybe I could do this. Everybody's talking about this entrepreneurship thing or consulting. Maybe I could do something. I'm not sure what that is. I am writing a book. I've written a book about this very topic. It really addresses that. It has a tentative title of The Public Health Entrepreneur, Freedom to Think Outside the Box and Own Your Own Journey. And it's being published by Johns Hopkins University Press. So a couple of years ago, and at the end of 2022, the big announcement was, oh my gosh, I have a book contract with Johns Hopkins. This is great. And then I had to spend a year writing the book and I was like, oh, this is hard. And it's a long process. And although I'm learning to appreciate this long process, there's a lot. When you go with the traditional route of publishing, it's just a long process and there's a lot of reasons for it. So I'm at the stage now where we're very close to being able to announce the publication date. So the book has been completed. I finished it last year. We're back and forth with tweaking and editing and with Johns Hopkins. So it's got still peer review steps. I got review at the beginning of the for the proposal. Now I've got to get the review at the end and get approval. So that book is exactly that. It's actually taking people by, it's a quick read. It's designed to do that. And it's designed for people who have this experience, this expertise, been in the field, working traditional roles. And they're just curious, like, what can I do? And it's designed to help you take you through that and think, I hadn't thought about that. And oh, I hadn't considered this. And it's a culmination of what I've been doing for the years. So it's a mixture of looking at where you've come from and considering what you're passionate about and looking for like those gaps. Where's the unmet need and getting that clarity and kind of figuring, oh, well, yeah, there's an opportunity here. And then the other side of that, like the other part of that question you asked, well, maybe for people that have started some things or not sure how to figure this out, I think the podcast is that fit because it'll be like that next thing. After you read the book, the podcast would be the next thing, would be great to listen to. And because that's typically what happened. People will see other people doing this thing and they'll research a little bit and then they'll give it a try and they get stuck and have questions. Mm-hmm. So I think the podcast will come in handy because those questions are usually the ones that I get. Like, I've tried this and I don't know what to do next. Or I'm thinking about this or this didn't work. So a lot of those questions will be brought up on that podcast for that reason, because I really want people to be able to, because a lot of us are like in our own corner. We want to figure it out and try to, you know, DIY it. So I want to show up and build that relationship with people that are figuring it out and make them feel a little less alone and get some answers and some next step. So that's where that podcast will probably fill that gap.
Brilliant. Love it. So I will say this. We're probably approaching a PHI record for longest recording session, and I'm loving every minute of it. But I know you're a very busy person. You got family. You got business needs to attend to. So we're going to wrap it here. I think this was fantastic. If you ever want to come on again when the book is launched or when the podcast is launched or whatever,
or send us materials to promote, whatever it is,
please do so. I think I'm excited to consume that information. So selfishly, I'm interested in that, but I'm sure other people fall in that boat as well.
I'm trying to get a signed copy.
Oh, yeah.
How do I get a signed copy of your book?
Absolutely. I will do that. I will do that for you all, for both of you. Just we'll make sure when we get the publication date, I'll get your addresses. I will actually make sure that happens.
I mean, that's going to be framed. I'll make sure that happens. After I read it, I'll frame it.
This show was edited by me, Gordon Thane, with additional editing from LaShawn Benedict. Sound design and mixing by myself and LaShawn Benedict. The original music from The Music Room, composed by Tom Fox, licensed from Johnny Harris. The cover art designed for our show by LaShawn Benedict. The Public Health Insight podcast is produced by PHI Media. Thank you for listening to the Public Health Insight podcast, your go-to space for informative conversations, inspiring community action. If you enjoy our podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. See you in the next one.